in 2008, discus thrower Stephanie Brown Trafton made an American breakthrough. Prior to her gold medal tosses in Beijing, she steadily improved her stats month after month after month. And then at the Bird's Nest that warm summer, the six-time college All-American went from relative unknown to a very well-known with a gold medal achievement. It would be the first time an American woman had won discus in the Summer Olympic Games in 76 years, dating back to the post-Depression era Summer Games. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. My name's Greg Stewart. This is a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need. If you feel led, you can give quickly, safely, and securely right there at WWIB.com. Three-time Olympian Stephanie Brown Trafton is back with me from her home base in Cali, in California. So, first Olympics for you was Athens, and then the Beijing Games where you won gold, Stephanie. And then you went to London for your third Olympics, 2012 Games, and finished seventh there. But you were actually throwing better going into those Summer Games, weren't you, than even the gold medal year in Beijing?
Yeah, the 2012 season was great. That was in London when being able to go back and compete, and after kind of a few years of trying to reevaluate and try to figure out if I still wanted to do what I wanted, you know, do this track and field stuff. So London, 2012, I did break the American record in the discus, which was awesome. Had a really successful year in that respect, and then going into London, it's just a matter of, you know, who shows up on the day. And I did well, but obviously not well enough to win a medal. So, I was pretty happy with just being able to get back to my third Olympics and fulfill another dream of being a multi-Olympian and a medalist. And, it was awesome.
Yeah, and you trained and competed after London, and eyeing a fourth Summer Olympic Games, this one in Rio de Janeiro, just narrowly missed making Team USA that year, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was continuing to train and once you have a certain level of success, I think I read it on a coffee cup one time, be careful what you're successful at because you'll be doing it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, kind of continuation of just having the resources and the network and the ability to continue doing what I loved and not necessarily having to go and get, quote, or, you know, a real job. I was able to, be a wife and a mom and just continue to do what I love to do and with the support of my husband. And it's great. It still is.
Well, the Summer Games are rolling around again this year, 2020, in Tokyo. You have any idea of Team USA and who's there or will be there and how we'll compete this summer?
There's a lot of new talent. And there's people that I have had to look up and just be like, wow, where was I the last few years? And I'd be like, and then I remembered, yeah, I've had two kids, so it kind of takes up a lot of my mental capacity, but I really have to pay attention because I'm looking forward to being a chaplain on some of the Olympic teams and the World Championship teams coming up.
Cool.
That's kind of my new passion is training and getting all of my my work in to be able to be a chaplain for athletes. The Olympics and the Olympic trials and all of those meets are some of the highest, you know, stressors in an athlete's life. So having somebody who can provide some pastoral care and some spiritual guidance during those times is really important. Now, that's what got me through some of those really stressful times. So being an Olympian, going back to serve Olympians is my goal.
That's terrific news. I can't think of anybody who would more effectively minister to athletes who would know their hearts and minds better than you, Stephanie. So I think we'll Well, pick it up there next time. We're running out of our available time here on Sports and Commentary today, but we'll talk about how God led you to this decision to minister, to go to Tokyo for those weeks this summer for the 2020 games and minister to athletes and how you can most effectively do that. So we'll talk again here on Sports and Commentary. Stephanie Brown Trafton, the gold medal discus thrower from Beijing, 40 years of age, wife and mother out in California. Thanks for being here today. God bless you. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Greg.